97.5 WFHR and 105.5 WIRI, your Wisconsin Rapids home for locally grown radio. Here's your daily news roundup.
From the Wisconsin Rapids Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay. Gas prices have risen 27.9 cents per gallon over the last week, landing at an average of $3.65 on Monday. This is more than $1.13 higher than a month ago and 60 cents per gallon higher than this time last year. Officials at Gas Buddy say gas prices continue to rise nationwide. Seasonal factors are taking effect, and the ongoing supply concerns tied to the Strait of Hormuz could push the national average above the $4 per gallon mark later this week. We haven't seen the national average that high since 2022. Diesel prices are surging to multi-year highs, with some markets nearing record-breaking territory. Officials say global oil prices continue to climb, and early indications suggest consumers may begin to pull back in response to the rapid pace of those increases. Marshfield Clinic Research Institute kicks off a third year of citizen tick collection. Over the course of the past 2 years, nearly 6,000 ticks were collected in both 2024 and 2025 from nearly every Wisconsin county. Around 61% of ticks collected in 2024 were the American dogwood tick, and the majority of the remainder were the deer black-legged tick. Researchers saw almost a 10% increase in the number of deer ticks in 2025. The first 2 years of the study revealed much rarer species now appearing in the state, such as the Lone Star tick. Deer and Lone Star ticks are known to carry diseases such as Lyme's disease, anaplasmosis, and other bacterial and blood infections. Prepaid tick collection kits are available from the Marshfield Clinic Research Institute or by calling 715-389-7796. The Wisconsin Rapids Public School District is sharing an overview of the operational referendum that will appear on voters' ballots on April 7th. This operational referendum asks voters to consider a $3.8 million five-year proposal to support the district's day-to-day operating needs. This would fund essential school functions not fully covered by state funding, including classroom instruction, student services, staffing, utilities, transportation, and building operations. More information can be found on the district website. In-person absentee voting is already underway and continues through Friday, April 3rd. The spring election date is Tuesday, April 7th. The annual United We Can event is coming up with the United Way of Southwood and Adams counties. This year is the 14th annual Food Sculpture Contest, and it'll be at Lunch by the River on June 11th. Teams can register to participate to build sculptures entirely from non-perishable food and basic need items. These will be donated to local food programs after the sculptures are displayed during Lunch by the River. Since 2013, United We Can has brought in over 84,000 pounds of food and $8,800 for local food programs. Teams can register now at uwswac.org. The town of Rome is looking for part-time public works staff to help maintain the community. These part-time positions include general laborer and mowing crew. You can apply in person at the Rome Town Hall or online at romewi.gov. There's open badging today at McMillan Library from noon to 5 p.m. This is an opportunity to get badged on various equipment and receive an orientation to the space. You'll need this training to use the open make hours on Friday, March 27th, which runs from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Local news at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day or on demand anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. From the Wisconsin Rapids Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. A three-judge panel has thrown out a challenge to Wisconsin's congressional map, a ruling that keeps the current district lines in place for now. The judges from Dane, Outagamie, and Milwaukee counties said they don't have the authority to weigh in without direction from the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The lawsuit, filed by 11 state residents, claimed the map was the result of illegal partisan gerrymandering. Republicans are calling the decision a big win, while the case could still head to appeal. Governor Tony Evers yesterday blocked several Republican-backed bills focused on transgender and gender nonconforming kids. Evers says the measures would endanger youth and fuel discrimination, while supporters argue they're needed to protect fairness in sports and give parents a stronger voice. The vetoes came on International Transgender Day of Visibility. Lawmakers could try to override the vetoes, though that's unlikely with current numbers in the legislature. And it's an all-Wisconsin championship to be named the strongest town in America. The competition by the foundation Strong Towns started with 16 locations and is now down to the final two, with Madison taking on West Allis. The foundation says the 2026 contest is about progress, not perfection, adding these towns embody that spirit. Voting for the championship round will be available through this Friday. Sheboygan also made it to the final four, but was eliminated by Madison. Some past winners of the Strongest Town contest include Watertown, South Dakota, Jasper, Indiana, Brattleboro, Vermont, and Marion, Ohio from 2025. Get details online about voting. StrongestTown.com. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers beat the Rays.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from AmFam Field, where the Brewers battled back to beat the Rays 6-2. Home runs from Jake Bowers, Gary Sanchez, right-hander Brandon Woodruff gave up two runs, but struck out six in five innings of work to get the win, featuring his fastball.
If I was going to use bullets, I didn't want to use them in the minor leagues. I was recovering. You know, I'd kind of mentioned that before, and I wanted to be here with the guys. It's a good feeling breaking camp and just being with everybody, and It was just a good feeling for me, and I really wanted to do that. And, you know, with the pitch count I was at, if I couldn't get through five innings, then that's on me.
The series wrapping up today. NBA, the Bucks beat the Dallas Mavericks at five serve form, 123-99, snapping a four-game losing streak. Doc Rivers says these guys haven't given up.
Season hasn't gone the way we wanted to, but you keep working on chemistry and building together. That leads to the following year.
That's Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a high right around 40 this afternoon. Tonight, some light snow with some sleet and freezing rain tossed in. Could get very icy with around an inch or two of snow accumulation. Tonight, sleet, freezing rain, and then changing to rain with a high of 41. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wisconsin Rapids News Roundup from WIRI and WFHR, locally grown radio. Find more news anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.